Mary Rose. Since the recent GOP election setbacks, the White House has ramped up its efforts to address the cost of living crisis. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Voters in the off-year elections made it clear that pocketbook issues remain a top concern. And over the past 2.5 weeks, the Trump administration has tried to focus more on those concerns. Vice President J.D. Vance told an interviewer, "We hear you, and there's a lot more work to do." He said there had been progress on lowering prices, but he said the American people need to have a little bit of patience. And President Trump has removed some tariffs on food imports in a bid to lower grocery prices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As Congress weighs what to do about expiring Obamacare subsidies, Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick says he hopes Republicans can put forward a better health plan.
Design something that gives the consumer greater control, greater autonomy in the making their choices. They don't have that today. Something that creates adequate competition. We don't have that today. And finally, something that roots out this rampant corruption and fraud that is driving up cost for all American people. So that's how I see it. But that's a heavy lift. We got a lot of work to do.
At least five families say their babies were treated for infant botulism after consuming ByHeart formula months before a current outbreak was detected. More than 30 babies have been treated for the rare and life-threatening disease in an outbreak that started in August. But parents have reported that babies who drank the formula may have been sickened as early as December 2024. Federal health officials are aware of earlier cases but have not included them or expanded the definition of the outbreak. ByHeart recalled all of its products nationwide on November the 11th. This is SRN News. A Christian legal group is ready for the annual Christmas wars.
For more than 20 years, Liberty Counsel has carried out its Friend or Foe campaign, which offers legal help to anybody trying to put Christ back in Christmas and having trouble doing that. Liberty Counsel points out that, quote, publicly sponsored nativity scenes on public property are constitutional. Classroom discussion of the religious aspects of the holidays is permissible. And students may distribute religious Christmas cards to their classmates. Michael Harrington reporting.
After decades of controversies over homosexuality in the worldwide Anglican Communion, some conservatives say it's time to make a final break for what has long been one of the world's largest Protestant church families. Some of the Communion's largest and fastest growing churches in Africa belong to the Global Anglican Future Conference, which is now calling for an official split. This is SRN News. It was known as America's flagship. Now a once great luxury ocean liner is set to become an undersea attraction off Florida's Gulf Coast.
The SS United States will become a huge artificial reef off the Florida Panhandle early next year. Okaloosa County announced its final resting place will be about 22 miles southwest of Destin. The top decks will reach 60 feet below the surface, making it accessible to scuba divers. The nearly 1,000-foot vessel still holds a transatlantic speed record from its maiden voyage in 1952. The ship spent most of the year at the Port of Mobile being scoured in preparation for its sinking.
President Trump says he's teaming up with legendary golfer Jack Nicklaus to revamp the golf courses at Joint Base Andrews. Yesterday, Trump took an aerial tour of the courses and promised improvements. He suggested that the rest of the base needs some fixing up as well, but announced that Nicklaus would serve as the architect for any facelift of the golf courses. More details, SRNNews.com.